Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode where I would like to discuss books that I've read and kind of convince you why you might want to read them too. So the first book that I'd like to go over is Where the Forest Meets the Stars. This was a book I read maybe 2 years ago, and it had me on the edge of my seat until the very end. So in order to convince you that you might want to read Where the Forest Meets the Stars, I'd like to read you just a little bit from this book. Chapter 1. The girl could be a changeling. She was almost invisible, her pale face, hoodie, and pants fading into the twilight woods behind her. Her feet were bare. She stood motionless, one arm hugged around a hickory trunk, and she didn't move when the car crunched to the end of the gravel driveway and stopped a few yards away. As she shut down the car, Jill looked away from the girl and gathered binoculars, backpack, and data sheets from the passenger seat. Maybe the kid would return to her fairy realm if she wasn't watching. But the girl was still there when Joe stepped out of the car. "I see you," Joe told the shadow on the hickory. "I know," the girl said. Joe's hiking boots scattered chips of dry mud up the concrete walkway. "Do you need something?" The girl didn't answer. "Why are you on my property?" "I was trying to pet your puppy, but he wouldn't let me. He's not my dog." "Whose is he?" "No one's." She opened the door to the screen porch. "You should go home while you still have some light." She flicked on the outside bug bulb and unlocked the door to the house. After she turned on a lamp, she returned to her wooden door and locked it. The girl was only around 9 years old, but she could still be up to something. 15 minutes later, Joe was showered and dressed in a t-shirt, sweatpants, and sandals. She turned on her kitchen lights, drawing a silent batter of insects to the black windows. While she readied grilling supplies, she idly thought of the girl under the hickory tree. She'd been too afraid of the dark woods to stick around. She'd have gone home. Joe brought out a marinated chicken breast and 3 vegetable skewers out to the fire pit in a patch of weedy lawn that separated the yellow clapboard house from a few acres of moonlit grassland. The 40s-era rental house known as Kinley Cottage was perched on a hill facing the woods. Its rear side opened to a small prairie that was regularly burned by the owner to keep back the encroaching forest. Joe lit a fire in her stone circle and set the cooking rack over it. As she laid chicken and skewers over the flames, she tensed when a dark shape rounded the corner of the house. The girl. She stopped just yards away from the fire, watching Joe place the last of the skewers on the grill. "Don't you have a stove?" she asked. "I do." "Why do you cook outside?" Joe sat in one of the 4 ragged lawn chairs. "Because I like to. It smells good." If she was there to mooch food, she'd be disappointed by the empty cupboards of the field biologist with little time for grocery shopping. She spoke with a rural drawl of a local, and her bare feet were evidence that she'd come from a neighboring property. She could damn well go home for dinner. The girl edged closer, the fire coloring her apple cheeks and blondish hair, but not her eyes, still changing black holes in her face. "Don't you think it's about time you went home?" Joe said. She came nearer. "I don't have a home on Earth. I come from there," she pointed to the sky. "From where?" "Ursa Major." "The constellation?" The girl nodded. "I'm from the Pinwheel Galaxy, but it's by Big Bear's tail." Joe didn't know anything about galaxies, but the name sounded like something a kid would invent. "I've never heard of the Pinwheel Galaxy," Joe said. "It's what your people call it, but we call it something else." Joe could see her eyes now. The intelligent glint in her gaze was oddly shrewd for her baby face, and Joe took that as a sign that she knew it was all in fun. "If you're an alien, why do you look human?" "I'm only using this girl's body." "Tell her to go home while you're in there, will you?" "She can't. She was dead when I took her body. If she went home, her parents would get scared." It was a zombie thing. Joe had heard of those games, but the girl had come to the wrong house if she was looking for someone to play alien zombie with her. Joe had never been good with kids and make-believe games. Even when she was as young as the girl herself, Joe's parents, both scientists, often said her double dose of analytical genes had made her that way. They used to joke about how she'd come out of the womb with an intent frown on her face, as if she were formulating hypotheses about where she was and who all the people in the delivery room were. The alien in a human body watched Joe flip the chicken breast. I'll pause there. So, as you can tell, this book has a main character, Joe, who is a biologist studying birds. She then meets a little girl who claims to be an alien while she's out doing her research. It's a very strange pairing, this scientific woman and this little girl claiming to be from another galaxy, but they soon form an inseparable bond. Joe can't let go of the little girl. She wants to help her get back home. She's constantly battling between reality and fiction. I mean, is this little girl really from another galaxy? Or is she just part of some really elaborate scheme? Joe then meets another character, a neighbor named Gabriel, and they hit it off as well. Gabriel understands the relationship that Joe has formed with this little girl, while also trying to be rational and convince Joe that something about this is not normal. Maybe they need to go to the police. Where are these girls' parents? Is she really from outer space? They really have to question a whole lot, and honestly, this is a roller coaster of a ride. You are constantly battling whether you believe the little girl or you believe the two rational adults who think that maybe she's just a runaway with an overactive imagination. I love this book so much, and the ending really clears it all up for you. There is some action. It's what you don't expect and what you do expect all at the same time. Honestly, I love this book, and I think anyone who decides to read it would love it too.